Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We've had a conversation with you about housing for about a week or so, ever since we heard that the housing prices in the market have dipped to a nine-year low. Behind those numbers, we've got a shadow inventory. It's the elephant in the room, one might say, foreclosures.
This is Maureen from Detroit. We've owned a house for 10 years, and I'll probably never own another house as soon as we can finish the foreclosure process on ours.
This is Scott from Miami, Florida, and I always thought that owning was good and renting was bad, that renting was throwing away money. Now that I've lost two homes to foreclosure, and now I'm renting, I'm the happiest I've ever been.
We want to get your report as well. Supposedly, there's more than 2 million homes that are in 90-day delinquency at this point, ready to go into foreclosure. We want to know, are you in foreclosure or are you possibly going through it? Give us a call. Walk us through the process of what's happening with your home at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Joining us right now is Andrew Martin with our partner, The New York Times. And Andrew, today we wanted to talk about, we wanted to talk to you about this large pool of money that the Treasury Department has, $46 billion or so, that's supposed to help homeowners stay in their homes. But with foreclosures now, more than 2 million homes in foreclosure, that doesn't seem to be working. What's happening?
Well, the government allocated $46 billion to help homeowners stay in their homes as part of the bank bailout. And the idea was, while we're bailing out the banks to the tune of several hundred billion dollars, homeowners should get some of that. So the Obama administration set up programs to help them do that. And so far, they spent less than $2 billion. I mean, I think even they would acknowledge that it hasn't gone as they'd hoped.
Why do we know, really have a good handle on why that is? Is it a problem with the difficulty of applying? Is it that the standards of actually qualifying for this help is too high? What's going on?
There's a number of reasons why it hasn't worked. The first one is, you know, one, it's a very complex problem, right, keeping people in their homes. And the program was originally set up to help people who took out subprime loans or other risky loans. But what happened is, soon after it started, the problem, the cause of foreclosure shifted to unemployment, and their primary program to help homeowners wasn't set up to do that. So that was one problem. The other problem is, you know, in creating this program, they're very concerned about creating an image of helping deadbeats, people that were in over their heads. Because, you know, no one paying their mortgage wants to bail out the guy next door to them who was in over their head. So the program was fairly restrictive in who qualified.
Oh, all right, we're talking with Andrew Martin, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. And again, if you are getting ready to go through foreclosure, or you're in foreclosure already, give us a call and walk us through the process of what's happening with you and your home. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But, you know, okay, here's the thing for me, Andrew. We have an economy, which a recovery, which is quite shaky. We've already had economists saying that the dip in housing prices could cause the economy possibly to go into a double dip on the recession. So wouldn't it be in the Treasury Department's best interest at this point to find a way to keep houses out of foreclosure?
You would think so, but it hasn't happened yet. And, you know, the story I did the other day was about their programs to help the unemployed, which, as I said, is now the prominent, the main driver for foreclosures. They have two programs. One was started in the fall or announced in the fall, and as of yet, it's only available in five states. They have another program that was supposed to allow unemployed homeowners to basically get a break on their payments for 3 months, and it only has, as of then of March, 7,000-some participants. So for whatever reason, they have not come up with a program that helps homeowners, and from what I could tell, they're not doing anything to sort of change that.
Okay, so let's just say that I'm unemployed, and I'm having trouble paying my mortgage. I go and apply to the Treasury Department. What kind of funds could I get?
Well, they have a program now that allows you to, as I said, postpone your mortgage for 3 months. So the idea is, okay, you can get a break on your mortgage for 3 months while you look for a job. The problem with that program is average unemployment now is 9 months. So for most people, you know, it might give them a very short break, but it doesn't help if you're unemployed for 9 months. So not much. HUD has a program, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, that theoretically could help you because it would allow you to get government loans for up to 24 months to cover your mortgage, which you then have to pay back once you got employed. But as I said earlier, the problem with that is it's only available in 5 states.
You know, there's a lot of homeowners that would rent their home while they're in foreclosure proceedings. Is there any program that helps people with rental assistance if they had to give up their home?
There are a bunch of state programs that do that sort of thing, but not at the federal level.
Not this $46
billion.
You know,
one of the issues here is, cool. I think it looked for a while there that the economy was recovering. And, you know, part of the psychology may be, well, maybe the economy will help us out of this situation. But as you pointed out at the beginning of this segment, the recent numbers suggest that might not happen now.
Well, don't they have to spend this $46 billion? What happens to $46 billion if they don't spend it on struggling homeowners?
If they don't spend it by the end of next year, as I understand it, it just goes back into the general fund.
Yeah, I mean, Andrew...
So,
I'm not blaming you, but I can't help but feel a little bit surprised and, to a certain extent, outraged that the bank bailout was so quick and easy and smooth of a transfer of funds from the U.S. taxpayers to the banks, and it's so difficult for homeowners to get help staying in their houses.
Well, it's a great question. You know, I mean, they did spend several $100 million bailing out the banks. And these questions of moral hazard, which come up so often with these homeowner programs, wasn't that big of an issue. And here we are, how many years into this housing crisis, and they spent less than $2 billion on homeowners. So, and $44 billion remains unspent.
Well, who in the White House, at least, is watching this and could bring about a change in this policy?
Well, there's a number of economists in the Federal Reserve, there's a number of academics, there's a number of community groups that have been offering proposals to the Treasury Department for the last 2 years saying, look, we got these ideas, try them out to help the unemployed. And as of yet, they haven't gotten receptive ear. Now, maybe that'll change given the recent numbers.
This is Andrew Martin, reporter for our partner, the New York Times. He is talking about the fact that the Treasury Department has $46 billion. They're supposed to be spending to help people stay in their homes. They spent less than $2 billion of that. Thanks, Andrew.